to the Hardball Gets AFL show. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, please do. And do us a favour, leave a rating and leave a review. We're just going to get stuck straight back in because footy's not far away. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen.
G'day, mate. How are you?
What's going on?
How are we going?
Yeah, good.
I'll put my headphones on. That probably helps.
That'd be good, mate. Come on, professionalism.
Hey, quick one. Got a tweet during the week. And then right back to this guy. So, sorry, Tom from Queensland.
Yeah, it's Logan?
Yeah.
The Logan area?
He's going to be president of the Logan AFL Football Club. He was making an official complaint. He thought the podcast we'd been drinking in the podcast and we sounded pissed.
Which one?
Turns out he had his podcast on half speed. just took a little bit of time to work out that no, we weren't gassed. It was just your speed was off. So g'day to Tom too.
It's been tough. The shutdown's been tough for everyone.
So we could do an episode pissed at one point.
Drunk history.
Do we fall under codes here?
Oh, because, I don't
is
know.
It like the media codes?
Yeah, because we're here in like a...
Probably.
Yeah, which one are you referring to specifically?
We can't drink on air.
Can't you drink on air? Is that a thing?
Yeah, no.
Well, can you be drunk on air, though?
No, because I made the error, and I don't know if I'll get in trouble for this back. No, I don't think I will. When Bob Hawke died,
yeah,
he's famous for drinking
skull
and beers. Yeah. We text our boss, can Zave skull some beers on air in early at like 6 a.m.? And I didn't write back, so... The beer went missing. Someone was sculling the beers and it was all over social media. And about half an hour later, the boss wrote back, "No way, that is a breach of codes." We're like, he's obviously asleep, so he didn't hear the break. We had to wipe all the socials. Anyway, so that was for you, Bobby Hawke.
You were just being patriotic.
Yeah, I know. I got caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
But yeah, it could have cost me my job.
Jeez.
That didn't happen. T's and C's.
So we weren't drinking, but there are. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if those codes apply.
Don't know. There you go. Well, you can't obviously go on air.
No.
The old media days. I'm sure that they were on.
Would have happened for sure.
Bit of everything.
Oh yeah.
Would have happened for sure. There's Friday beers and stuff.
There's not even that much of that anymore, right?
Nah, it's very diluted.
Yeah.
Like you hear stories about the 80s.
Yes.
And the 90s.
So yeah.
Oh.
Chaos. There's none of that.
There's a TV Netflix series where it's like a news and the parties and stuff that went on.
From
and
back then.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wild stories from some of the people who are still here.
Yeah.
It's not that time.
No.
It's not that kind of cash.
No one likes anyone in these days anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend any time with anyone else. I'm going home.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Am I getting paid to sit here and drink? No, see ya.
Correct.
People used to do a lot of work to avoid their families.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
From the stories. Yeah.
Mate, the dads at footy clubs took up FIFA. Yeah, the old boys on the FIFA controls playing to fill in some time so they have to go home.
So we do have, I think we've got one more good or great in the can to drop later. But we'll pretty much from next week go straight back into things. So Zave, to give people a taste of what's coming.
Yeah.
You're going to do an A-grader list for us?
Yes. So
version two?
So the A-grader list is not, people throw the term out A-grader.
He's
an A-grader.
Yep.
He's an A-grader.
Yep.
Your A-grader is a match winner, and that's that. There's only about 20 in the league.
I was going to say, because I remember I used to collect footy cards, as most kids did when they were younger, and there was this particular set, maybe 92, around that mark, and they had platinum players,
yeah.
It was called, and they only had 20 of them.
Yes, well, that's probably about it.
Maxed out, so I want to know, are you going to put a cap on it? So it's not as many, you can't have as many as you want. That has to be a cap.
I don't cap it because I could just go to 18. Like, I'm pretty brutal.
Might not be 20.
So, Adelaide, none. Zero.
Okay, well, I'd like you to see whatever number you come up with, that is the number.
Yes.
Going
what was
forward.
Last year's? I can't.
About 20? Was last year about 20?
We'll check what it was last year, and that'll be the cap.
I reckon work with 20. And then if someone comes in, someone's got to go out.
Yeah. Well, like last year, I think, for example, Adelaide had...
They had none last year.
Maybe none.
Zero platinum players.
Carlton will have one.
Yep.
Ian Cripps. Off the top of my head. But then you've got clubs like, does Jordan Dugowie fall into it? Or is he 12 months off being a permanent? And does Scott Pendlebury now live in there? Or is he probably out the other side of it and just a very good player?
I want to do this now.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Oh, it's
really
hard.
Exciting.
All right, so we'll roll that out next week, and we'll get back to the 2-minute warning as well.
I'll have to do it.
Yeah,
with a couple of stubbies under my belt, where I'm a bit more brutal. Like,
yeah, you're done. Yeah.
He's done. Big calls to make, as you say. It's big calls to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you rather have a DeGoey with the match winning, or would you have Pendlebury the Dependlebury? Mm. So, that's going to be good. Yeah,
I always pick the match winner out of that.
I've thought my head Essendon and none. Like, Zach Merritt was in it last year, I think.
Yeah, no.
If Danaher was flying. Nah, but if he was a 60-goal forward like he should be, he'd be the perfect example of someone that would be a player.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not. Great, yeah. So there's no chance.
Yeah.
But he should be.
Joe, before we start, is he injured? Huh. Or injured hiding Sydney.
Did you see the vision of him running?
Today, yeah.
Didn't look great. He ran like I do after on a Friday morning. It is going to be basketball. Like, yeah, just kind of hunched over and sore. Mm. Yeah.
It's a lot good of running.
Huh?
You're doing all right? Running after the morning after basketball.
Yeah, well, I don't always do it. Come on, more mate. Like walking up the hallway.
Yeah.
Bent over.
The old Achilles, when you go after that, you used to have to get shoes on as soon as I got out of bed, the Achilles on floorboards.
Oh, wouldn't that? Jeez.
Crucial.
Yeah, I don't know. With Danaher, I don't know, but I think it's definitely going to come down to Essendon are going to look like
they've
complete
lost
idiots for not taking that deal that Sydney got. Yep. Whatever it was, even if it wasn't what they wanted, they're going to come
back
to bottom.
Nothing's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Well, he's either not playing and still at Essendon,
yep,
or they've missed out on 2 first-round draft picks. Yep. Was it 2 first?
I think it was like 1 first-round draft pick and an early second or something. Yeah.
They did. I don't think they wanted to give up 5. That was the problem, right?
Yeah,
it was nine in there somehow. Yeah, did they have nine through Carlton?
Yeah, because that was
Papley.
Maybe Papley was going to go there. They
something
like,
I think they were juggling it all, but
it all fell through.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that came out when they came out at the end and both had different stories. But everyone still looked at Essendon and be like, what are you doing? Just take that for a bloke who's injured.
It's almost like they thought they were trading the different players.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's do this for a second, just quickly on Joe Danaher. If I said to you, you have to pick one of these guys to have a 50-goal season in the next 3 years, would you take Jesse Hogan or Joe Danaher?
Jesse Hogan.
I'm taking Joe.
So am I.
I should take Jesse off the fact that it's not his body.
But
he has had feet. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's his body and his mind.
Mm.
That's a tough one. Those two guys based on talent and like pedigree.
Now that you actually say it like that, I can't see either of them doing
no.
it.
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine 3 years ago, Fremantle and Essendon, their list manager or whatever, going, ha, beautiful. Melbourne at the time for Jesse. Yeah.
We're set there.
That is the next 6-7 years of that's almost, 300-400 goals. Tick.
Yeah. We put the right pieces around
that. Now you find
good
pieces around that and you probably save a bit of money with the pieces that you need. Now they've got the cheap pieces, the star's not there, and their forward line's empty.
Yeah, like that year where Jesse had a breakout. If you had gone to Fremantle and said, in 4 years, you'll have Jesse Hogan, you'd be like, oh, really?
Yeah,
like,
Jesus.
But it's not going to be great. You're like, what are you, come on.
But Joe was the name, Danaher.
Yeah.
Like, at Essendon, you imagine you saying Joe Danaher when he had his breakout year and won the Anzac Day medal and all that sort of stuff.
He's still going to be around.
He probably won't play a lot and he'll be in Sydney.
And he'll walk.
We're speculating he's hiding an injury. I believe he's injured.
They're not duds. They're not talent duds. We've seen it.
No,
they've both had enough moments we know that they are great. Just quickly on Jesse, he's not done.
No.
It's a constant tightrope he's going to walk. He'll go to the hubs and he's training well. Like, it's not doomsday. But
I mean, we talked about it last week. It's actually like, this is very good Jesse Hogan space for everybody. Yeah. Like, no one's COVID, coming for the bloke. Or like,
COVID's the only thing. COVID, all the players have taken a massive pay cut.
Mm.
But players, Jordan DeGoey got done last night driving without a license.
On his phone.
On his phone. And Buck said this morning, I didn't hear the full press, I just saw the quote saying, well, we can definitely rule out Jordan's dog on this one. Yeah, after the incident. But, I mean, everyone's just a little bit lot more lighthearted, except for the presidents and the heads. They're just fighting.
Yeah, and except for Hachi when it comes to hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a bizarre one. For a bloke who always advocates, like,
freedom,
players being more open and being more personality, one bloke gets a haircut.
Is it just a sign that we're out of content?
Like, yeah, we are.
Classified's been pumping out shows every week.
Yeah.
Some have taken it
but Max Gorn is content as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was obviously if that was round 10 or whatever we're due to be this
and
week.
And they'd lost 9 in a row.
He's not dyeing his hair that colour with a mohawk. He's bored. Correct. He's trying to get a laugh.
Yeah.
He's obviously, and someone said, if his reputation wasn't you know, when the Essendon boys turn up blonde, you're like, oh, Max Gawn is a solid.
Matty Guelfi, yeah. Just take it back a peg.
Matty, I expect big things from Matt Guelfi. I've seen him down at City Beach Oval. I go there every Saturday morning, Sparrow Fart, and he's there running. He's obviously back in Victoria now.
But he works.
Yeah, I've saw him quite a few times. Good looking lad.
He is a good looking rooster. I was actually surprised. I thought this whole time Max Gawn was bald, and that's why he shaved his head. I thought he was balding, but no, he's got the full strip.
Has he had any?
No, I don't think so. Because it reminded me there was one time where, like, a couple of weeks, we were like, oh, he's actually got hair.
Yeah. Gee, he's a good player.
Max Gawn.
Melbourne, though, I know, how good is footy coming back? Rewind to what West Coast did to him. Yeah. Oh, there's some warning signs again there.
Oh, yeah.
No one wants to be on the Melbourne team.
I had to do my top eight the other day. I just ruled them out completely. They're one of those clubs now you don't even consider. They've got to prove it again.
Sorry, we've gone off track real well and truly early.
Yeah, we did. What else is happening? Buddy, well, we can get into on the Melbourne stuff. Harley Bennell trained really well, which means that his calf's going to end next week.
Any day. Yeah. I just spoke to
fingers crossed.
Our Melbourne reporters had the camera right there. Apparently he did two or three things right in front of the camera, and the pictures will be on 7 Perth tonight. By the time you hear this, they'll have already been on. But they're fantastic, apparently. Class above. We know he's got
We know that's him.
But as you say, now we just wait for the next inevitable calf ping.
Calves go, and there's not many who've got the calf record like myself and Harley.
Yeah.
In the back of his mind, he will just think it's coming. And eventually,
calf, it's always the next step, isn't it? Eventually you train to get through, not train to get better. You try and drift through,
and then all of a sudden you've got through, and then when the intensity goes up at games, then it grabs you.
You're thinking about that. Well, that was one of the things that stuck out. Ricky Ponting, I was watching the test doco the other week, and that line stuck out that they were at the World Cup and they were thinking about, they're like, you can't be thinking about what we're going to lose. Like, there's nothing to lose here. You have to go the whole way thinking about what you can gain.
Yeah.
And that's what he'd be doing now. He'd be in his head. He's probably thinking, like, oh, I've got to just not do this, rather than look at all the stuff I can do that's ahead of me.
Yeah.
So this is going to sound really stupid.
Have a think.
The whole pod.
Give yourself a deep breath. You're going to go with it.
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Because I'd like to know your opinion. Thursday night basketball.
Yeah.
I've been playing for a very long time.
What level?
We play in the highest league available.
D1?
But it's not. Yeah. Division 1.
Yeah, D1.
Yeah. It's good. Like, good level.
What role are you playing?
A long point guard.
Yeah. Stockton or
more of a scoring point guard. Curry. Yeah. Okay. Well, not quite Curry. Somewhere in between. Steve Nash, I would say.
Just a player down there.
Nash should have been more of a scorer too, by the way.
Correct. Yeah. I'll shoot more. I'll take that on board. I constantly used to, once every 2 to 3 months, I would ping a calf.
Yeah.
This is going back about 5 or 6 years. And then I'd have to miss like 2 to 3 weeks, you know, get physio, maybe get some acupuncture or something, and then it would be okay again. And then after a couple of months, bang, goes again. It became excessively frustrating. Started wearing skins in the games.
I've actually heard rumours that you wear skins at social
You've heard
events.
Rumours?
Someone has told me that you wear skins at AFL Nines?
Yes.
And basketball.
Correct. Now, the reason is because of the calves.
Yeah.
Once I started wearing skins, I have not, touch wood, it's been 6 years, have not pinged
Well, like
calf.
Full-length skins or just the calf skins?
Nah, full-length. And I haven't gotten younger. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like my body.
What do you reckon your reputation is down at the D1 court wearing full length skins?
Well, it's been
on a
going
Thursday
for a long
night.
Time. I have won an MVP.
Have you?
And a couple of finals MVPs. Yeah, you're allowed to do that when you're that player. So my question is.
Yeah, sorry, we've just gone through your basketball.
Can't we just put some skins on Harley?
Like, nah, Sam Mitchell tried it. I remember Sam Mitchell tried those.
The calf ones.
Calf skins, and they got banned with a threat of fines.
But why banned?
Oh, really? You can't?
Yeah.
So you?
Yeah, you're not allowed to. This is the whole point.
If they fall down and you're wearing, it's like when they brought in the ruling around skin-coloured, I think they called it skin-coloured tight bike shorts.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's Nick Nat and those guys who were like, well,
skin colours.
What colour am I meant to be wearing here? Come on. But I don't think they do a hell of a lot, to be honest, either. So yeah, maybe you've just had some good run with them. But
really,
what's the rule around the, let's say, I don't want to say skin colour now. What, so you can't wear black ones?
No. So They have to be skin coloured, which is.
I don't understand
why you can't, though.
I think it's just so everyone looks
the same.
Yep. So, see, at this game, I think Sandwich used to wear black ones occasionally.
Yeah, right. And get pink.
And then the ruling came out, and I think people started wearing different, like, all black and stuff underneath. People started cutting their socks. They got told off for that.
Now you can wear, like, they have shorter socks,
the
girl, don't they?
The girls do. I don't think the boys do.
I
think they fold them a different way. Oh, okay. Fold them outside in as opposed to.
I think
it's dumb. Yeah. The NBA doesn't care. The NFL
just let them wear whatever you want.
The girls' costume, the girls' what are they called?
Uniform.
Uniform looks so much better than the guys.
They do
so much more modern.
Yeah. Okay. Well, take advice from me, Harley. Chuck the skins off.
Get the skins off.
Well, you can,
off.
Mate. Maybe you can train in them.
I took my calf. So I did my left calf trying to run. Then I was like, nah, bugger. This is probably 4 weeks ago because I'm just trying to lose a little bit of weight. If COVID-19 gets me, I just need the heart to have a little bit of it. Anyway, and I pinged my other calf, so I've done both.
Oh.
Went and got physio, and he was an Eagles man.
Yeah.
And he just said, wouldn't be too stressed about the calves, but probably look into the weight a little bit.
Oh, no, you've had the tap.
Yeah, so.
That's what I was trying to do, mate.
Yeah, so the weight was a bit of an issue.
Oh, God.
It gets scary as you get older. Like, I had a physical, just a regular checkup.
Mm. Did you go see a GP?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing after this.
Once a year. You go for a checkup.
Yeah, they just run you through all your vitals.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing today.
Yeah, well, I got the first time.
Is this a normal thing? Like,
my heart's no good. Oh, yeah, I told you that earlier.
How old are you, Nick?
30, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
33.
You better go get that prostate looked at, mate.
Yeah. I'm not at that point yet, but I'm starting to get the whole, at your age, like those statements.
Jesus.
Like,
good to get it early.
Exactly. Yeah, you better get on top of this early, at your age.
God.
Far out. It's terrifying.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to begin as well.
So wear your skins and go see your doctor.
Wear your skins and see your doctor. The other one was Buddy today, Hammy.
Yeah. That's obviously a sign of the times, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about Buddy's immediate future.
Yeah.
How many, what was the, we said, is he going to play another?
So he left in 2014 was his first year.
At Sydney, yeah.
Uh-huh. At Sydney, and he signed.
Nine years.
I don't think.
9 years, 10 mil.
Is it, or is it 10 years, 9 mil? I reckon
it was nine in the end. It was
nine and 10.
Yeah, I think.
That's what I still reckon it's been reported differently multiple times.
Yeah, there's a nine and a 10.
Whatever it is, so what's that, 7 years done?
Yeah. This is the seventh year.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be bad.
So I reckon it must be nine.
Yeah.
Because
two more
after this, I would think.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, it depends how the contract
I think
was.
The contract was weighted like, oh, yeah. No, something tells me he's getting a lot now.
Kurt Tippett and those guys were.
It had to be back-ended because of the other people they had on the board.
The theory was the salary cap will keep going up. They probably didn't see COVID.
Unless there was, I think there was probably, it was kind of like, there's a good chance actually it was mid ended. That's not.
Oh, yeah, a little
like
chunk in the
middle. The big chunk came in the middle.
We know nothing.
Did you hear today or yesterday? Is it Peter Gordon?
Yeah, Western Bulldogs.
Saying something about 20% pay cuts.
Does
he mean 20% from the 50% they're on now?
No, I think he means like going forward.
So next
to come
year,
down
they'll
20%.
Go, righto, you average 300,000. You need to give 60 back.
Yeah, they'll just take the salary caps about 14 mil. They'll just cut 20% off
Christ,
that.
I'm thinking
cop it.
Oh, like poor bastards in there. They're on 50. Then they're going to get the JobKeeper will have to keep half the list going.
But the JobKeeper can't. So
no, they're not. None of them are on the JobKeeper.
Yeah, they're not allowed to go on it because it counts as a salary cap issue. Yeah.
And it's only till like September anyway.
How does the Players Association let that go through? By the way,
Cricket Australia have not applied for the JobKeeper either. I was talking to someone who has a contract, and they were saying, well, either they're not losing as much money as what they're suggesting.
Yeah.
Or
someone's just made a mistake.
Well, yeah.
Because there's players, a lot of footy players are on matchies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, in particular, someone like Will Schofield, for instance, and he's talked about it, he wouldn't mind me mentioning it, but, like, he's on next to nothing now.
Mm.
Like, he's operating on essentially a couple of grand a month.
Well, if that.
Yeah.
That's
I think, and there's provisions in contracts as well that you can get a bit of it up front if you need.
Yep.
But then how long does this go for, though? You go in and put your hat in your hand and go, oh, can you afford me a bit now? And then what's to say in 6 months' time, the situation's no better, and they go,
no, that's
you
what
now owe us, Papa Bear.
Well, that's what I think is happening. It's like there's a few people around the league who got it up front, and then COVID happened, and well, now that, they're weak. You know, whatever they get week to week
could possibly simply be the situation with Will and those sort of senior players who, at the start of the year, go, okay, I've got a place in Leaderville.
Yep.
I've got a little investment.
Yep.
Or whatever, and you don't feel sorry for AFL boys. They make above average, but it just throw you out these match payments. So you're reading you're reading the paper. The average salary for AFL footballers is 360 or whatever it is, but
it's not really.
It's not really. And then you go to the blokes on match payments too. They might get $4,500 a game.
Yeah,
which is good bank.
Like if you're playing 22,
that's really good. But if you're not. You're living off your base, which is virtually nothing, and they're banking on you getting your cash in match payments.
Yeah.
Cut that in half. And then you pay your health insurance, which is about $6,000 for a footy boy.
Yep.
It's yes.
And the window to earn money is slimmer.
And I'm not, and don't get me wrong, people, everyone's getting beat on the ass.
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling sorry for them. I'm just painting a picture that they're not all, you don't just divide a contract by 50%.
Yeah, you're not just a bloke on a mill getting now 800,000.
Well, even 400, you're not on 200. Yeah. There's a lot, I'd say 75% aren't in that boat.
Yeah. Mm. Fixture came out between podcasts.
Can we not talk about it? It's in case the AFL pick up that. It's quite favourable for the Western Australian club.
Yeah. It actually, provided they get it back on the back end, which still...
They will. Mate, the Melbourne coaches and stuff have suggested that they deserve it, but I don't...
So, you know that's when the world's upside down.
So, yeah. So who's... I think they're just thinking...
I was just saying it and doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we're actually going to do it. Oh, whoa.
I'm a little bit of West Coast living up on the Gold Coast. They're sleeping there. Their arrangements are there. They're virtually turning it into a home for themselves for 6 to 8 weeks, whatever it is. That is an advantage as opposed to they're playing Collingwood who get in on the Melbourne. Or Geelong or whatever, fly up that same morning, day. Turn around, play, fly back. So they're getting an advantage. That's why I'm surprised the AFL didn't just say, well, you are getting a home ground advantage. It's just not in your state. I would have thought they could have – we would have thrown our arms up and said, oh, bullshit. Yeah. But – I think they could have easily justified saying that, and it's our government.
Nobody
it's
actually
our government.
Gets a home game anymore. Like.
Yeah, but it's you do, but it's just more of a travel thing as opposed. And it's our government who are not letting anyone in.
And you say
the governments don't have anything to do with the football clubs, but who's paid for Cockburn?
Yeah.
Who's paid for Lathlane? They've chipped in. I mean, they're pretty heavily involved in AFL.
Particularly right now.
Yes, and I'm so happy because that is going to be a huge advantage on the back end.
What do we now think what might have happened in those meetings where we thought that Trevor Nisbet and Simon Garlick, the West Coast of Fremantle CEOs, were pleading for them to open the borders? They were instead actually saying, you're going to get a big stretch at the end of the year.
About round 10, after we've played about eight away games, just open them up for us.
Yeah.
See, the ship, though. The ship sandwich, they're calling it, that just arrived.
I saw that headline. Yeah. I don't think that matters. I don't think it matters.
McGowan doubled down pretty hard yesterday on the old borders. Those people who want us to open them.
This is
what happens.
But that's a boat coming from Kuwait.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They're not a footy team coming from East Melbourne in your same country. Hey,
I completely agree. But will it impact his decision?
Not by the time that this is going to be a decision to be made.
Mate, it's... You're coming on a boat. They haven't got off the boat. Then they have to come in.
The
health minister who said something like with the family Victoria who came back from Doha or wherever were, the virus is still lingering in between. I'm like, they got off a plane. They got on a quarantine bus. They went to a hotel in quarantine. And then they got tested
lingering.
In quarantine.
Yeah.
The corona thing hasn't left the bus. It is there. Like, we have to have them. Either send them back to Victoria.
The date of July 13 is still the one being bandied about.
For interstate
July 13?
Yep. That's the checkout date for the hub at the moment. Mm-hmm. And somebody who I'm very close to happens to have a job at a very, very big organisation in WA. And they've been told to expect
to be... Hit pause.
Are you
talking about Qantas flying domestically again?
No. But this place is so significant that they would know things, I would have thought. And
Adventure World.
They've also told July 13. So that's the date that keeps ringing
around. BHP.
No.
You're talking about Optus.
Rio.
No. Not far from Optus.
Where's he connected?
Oh, Crown.
I didn't say that.
Bang!
So, no, McDonald's. It's got to be a McDonald's route.
Yeah, McDonald's playgrounds are opening.
Yes. Well, yeah, and obviously health is important, but yep. When are the bloody pubs opening, seriously?
Well, you can go now.
No, look, you can't, because I tried to the other last Tuesday with someone you both know, me and Mark Conway, went searching for a beer.
No.
I couldn't find
not
one.
Not unless you order a five-course meal.
No, but there weren't even any pubs open.
It's like when they say the intra border's open, and we're talking away from footy here, but like they say, go down and discover WA. What am I going to do? There's nothing. I'm going to hold me pecker in my hand, standing at a closed park, looking at a closed pub, and not let it go to the closed shower block to have a shower camping. Like,
there's not.
It's like, you can drive there, but you can't do anything.
Yeah. Sit in your car, look at the tree. It's a beautiful tree. It's a creek. Drive home.
And even like for the wineries and stuff down south.
Some are allowed open, some aren't.
Go to Margaret River. What's open? The river.
But they don't have dinner. Like, if you're not serving food, which a lot of the wineries are open for, you know.
Yeah, you got to get it. What's the cutoff? Is it a basket of chips?
Well, I don't even think so. It's substantial. I don't even get the food bit. Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, I think that's just to get more money into the pubs.
Okay, so if I went with 10 mates to watch a game of footy, would spend more money on
piss
and snacks and stuff than you would a family of 10 walking in for a feed.
Absolutely, you would. Mm. 100%.
Is it? Yeah, no, there's
especially over here when you're paying $15 a pint.
Yeah.
It's worth more than a bloody main meal.
So West Coast and Frio and Port Adelaide and Adelaide all benefit because they get to go home and
have... definitely think South Australia will be open.
South Australia,
I sense that they're a little bit more lenient than
what
we're dishing out at the moment. So I reckon 100% they're going to get the good end post Hub 1.
And they're in there a week later anyway.
Mm.
So it's worked out pretty well for them.
Do we know who's that? I didn't look at whose home game that is, the showdown in round two.
Don't know. Brisbane.
I would say
Brisbane.
Probably Port Adelaide. Adelaide had a home game first round.
Oh, yes.
Brisbane have done pretty well out of this.
Brisbane have done really well too. Yeah.
Although they're going to have a pretty heavy away game fixture at the back end.
Yeah, but they don't have to go to South Australia or WA.
Well, they might. Oh no. Yeah, you're right.
They won't have to.
Yeah. So worst case scenario, they go to Melbourne.
They just have to fly to Melbourne a few
Port
times.
Port Adelaide home game.
Port Adelaide home. Yeah, let's say. They've done really well out of it. Yeah, they don't have. They just have to go to Victoria and maybe Sydney.
We're not talking about the Sydney side as much either.
No.
Like they're just...
Yeah, they're laughing too.
They're just under the radar, just cruising along.
Yeah.
They're the most normal out of everything.
They are.
Because they're just flying in and out.
Well, because and we're arguing, every state's arguing advantage v Victoria.
Yeah.
And Sydney...
Sydney, GWS, who...
Just slumping. And they're not getting an advantage or anything, but they're sort of out of the limelight.
Well, yeah.
Saying.
GWS with who... Their list is probably, touch wood, about as healthy as they've had it.
Yes. Well, Callum Ward's going to be back for round two. How good. Yeah.
And they're just sitting there and they'll just have to fly up and down the coast. Like, they won't have to.
And there's no long strips, really. You're up and you're down north and you're up and you're down going
south.
Well,
they might have to come to WA.
They might have to come to
the
show.
They might have to. Okay.
Yeah,
but that's fine. Yeah. No, I had to redo my top eight again. We're doing another preseason magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you pick for the flag?
I picked GWS. I stuck with it.
Had a thought.
Oh, mate, three years in a row. GWS.
Yeah. I've gone West Coast.
Well, I chucked West Coast to the top of the ladder based on the fact that they might have run. And in the hub, like if you're West Coast, all the people who are in that hub with you, like no one's really that looking that dangerous.
No, nah,
Brisbane maybe.
Brisbane's the toughest one. Yeah.
And then you get Port Adelaide who are building, Adelaide who are sliding, Fremantle who are trying to build as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not,
then you get Richmond, of course.
I would say, Richmond. But I would say West Coast a top four, and I'd say Brisbane are top eight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're settled to in Brisbane, in Queensland, sorry, there's no real advantage for the Lions when they meet. They would have been there for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, ready to go.
Oh, it's diluted that. Look, you think round one last year, parochial crowd at the Gabba, slippery conditions, all of that, tough road trip, long road trip. That's all equalised. So that home game for Brisbane and that away game for West Coast, that's neutralised now.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. By going to these hubs, all South Australian WA sides have cut off all the other stuff, the worst stuff they used to have in them, like go to Tasmania, go to Darwin. Like none of that's happening anymore. You just this and then you're okay.
Yep.
And they'll kick and scream a bit. It'll be the old fake kick or scream. Yeah. Like,
how hard terrible. Is this for us?
Even when Simo was interviewed the other day on Seven, they said, the question was something about, you've got a message to the Premier, and Simo was like, we'll do our job, he'll do his job. Let's just leave it at that. But it's gonna end well for West Coast Freo.
Yeah. Who are any? Well, no, really, Victorian teams. They play each other, and then they'll have to travel. They'll all have to travel.
Geelong got a good little story.
Geelong
out of it,
got a great story.
Yeah,
down
yeah.
There.
Much so yeah.
But St. they're still Kilda's, not going to be finals down there.
Is it St Kilda's the other one that aren't travelling? St Kilda?
Not sure.
Someone else. I think it might be St Kilda. And Brisbane obviously don't travel that first bit.
Yeah, St Kilda's not threatening me.
Yeah,
no. Nah, they'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be okay. But yeah. They're just okay. Like,
but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they went down to Geelong and knocked off the Cats, but then it wouldn't surprise me if Freo flew in and knocked them off at Etihad. Like, yeah. They're going to be another one of those years where they're one step forward, one step back.
Yeah. Should we talk about the quarters?
Yeah, let's get into this. This is a sore point.
We've been banding on about this for weeks. Well, like, why?
It was the picture was painted. They're going to be playing seven games in seven
days. 4-day breaks. Yeah. 3-day breaks.
Oh, mate, they may as well actually sleep on the wing because before you know it, the ball's going to be bounced down.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot have got 7-day breaks and 6-day breaks.
It's effectively a normal season.
Yes, effectively. And I did a little poll on Twitter the other day, and we hate it, don't we, Rhino?
Absolutely.
A little poll of which... What would you suggest would be a reasonable amount of people involved in a survey to say that the information gathered is a fair...
Anything over 500, I think, is...
Yeah, well, like, knowing the number that you're about to read out, I'd say the same. You already told us what it was.
Yeah, well, I'm painting the picture.
No, that's how I would suggest it.
I would have thought 500.
500 is a very good number.
Yeah. I mean, if schools are 500, this is 500 strong school. If you survey every student in the school, you're going to take it seriously.
Correct.
All right, 600 and...
You went to a small school.
No, that's pretty big.
500?
No, we're about 800. Tier 1 too, by the way. It's tier 1 school.
Scholarship? You want a scholarship?
Well, not really. Kind of, but not really. Okay. Just got my brother in.
Yeah, okay.
No, they only figured out halfway through that you were good at footy.
He ended up being. I was going to go to Xavier College. My dad drove me to check out Xavier because all his brothers were there, all my cousins were there.
Is that why your name's Xavier?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Is there some friend? I don't know. Anyway, Catholic family. But we went to Xavier and I was like, oh, I can't wait to come, Dad, but it's a big job for you. And Dad's like, what do you mean, mate? Yeah, it's expensive. It'd be, you know, having much to board and da-da-da.
Yeah.
I said, I ain't boarding. You'll be driving from Lakes Entrance 4 hours away. You'll be picking me up from school every night of your life. I ain't boarding. And then that was where we negotiated to a bit of a smaller school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's why I went across the road, just a bit smaller than Xavier.
Yeah, right. Didn't like the big school.
Nah, didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, 624 votes, 91%. 91%. It's overwhelming. 91% said 20 minutes plus time on is absolutely perfect. 91%. Why are we playing these 16-minute quarters?
There's no reason for it.
There isn't. There's no reason.
There's no reason for it. I would.
No, there's not.
And I would actually prefer more football. We've lost some games. Let's play longer games.
And if players are voting for shorter quarters of 25%, almost 4 minutes a quarter, a bit, little bit 20%, whatever it is, take your pay cut.
Is it partly that?
No, I don't.
We're getting paid less. We should play less.
Don't know.
No, don't think it's their decision.
No, no, it's the AFL.
Yeah,
but like if they, I think I've heard Danger say a few times that he wants shorter quarters.
Yeah, he does.
But I don't. I just don't get it. Like, I've never sat at the footy and gone,
I wish this was over.
Oh gosh, I wish. Like, man, people froth it.
Yep.
There's so I used to be in the other camp. Like, I'd like to see 60-minute quarters, but that was to bring the total game time down.
Captain 9% over here.
Well, yeah,
but
I'm gonna check.
But I've come around.
Nick, I've come around.
I've come around because the total length of the game still goes for pretty much the same time because they've made longer breaks. They've added another 15 seconds or something after a goal. Like, so this is not achieving, like, this is no longer, oh, we'll see. If we go shorter quarters, people's attention
span. This is the part where you criticize.
Doesn't achieve that at all.
This is the part where you criticize the broadcasters and people at home will be sitting and saying, well, that's why.
No, but it's like, but the AFL brought the quarters down and then they've just pumped it back up to get to the same. Like, it defies.
So why?
Well, it defies logic to me. You think it's broadcasters?
Of course it is.
Of course it's money.
More AFL.
But that comes back to the AFL needing the money.
Yeah, their original deal.
Correct. So, like, they have to make up that cash somehow. And also, going forward, if they want that deal to still be worth what it's worth, the advertisers have to sit there and go, well, the broadcasters have to go, well, we need advertising revenue to hit this to make it worthwhile. Yes. We can't do that unless you give us longer breaks. So, look, the health
but
of the
Seven's
game...
But Seven's actually exploring shorter breaks across the board.
As in shorter...
Shorter breaks, yeah. It was a couple of days ago, there was a release.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean?
Like, they're going to... they've done a bunch of work with, like, psychologists and, you know, human behaviour experts and whatever, and they're going to experiment with... Maybe they have more of them. Oh, I don't know what how the case is, but it's going to be shorter breaks.
Psychiatrists and psychologists and all that sort of garbage out.
Ask the punters.
And just get 10 footy fans who literally look forward to football.
Yeah.
Mate, I work Monday to Friday night, until Friday afternoon, to then go to the bowls club on a Friday night,
and watch
sit with some mates, watch some footy, you know, do all the family stuff. But people set their agendas on weekends.
Yeah.
Around their football team and their football game, and you know, they might watch 2, 3, 5 games, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's the amount of people I had asking me what time the games started,
yeah,
so they could start planning their social lives.
100%
already. Like, that was the first question.
Yeah.
And like, nothing else. Just what time is that game against Brisbane on the Saturday night?
And we're grown adults. we're adults. Like, the kids have not had their footy all year.
Yeah.
We're cutting it short.
Nah, we should just leave it.
It's too late now. We'll speak to someone. Who have you got?
Next year's the key.
Yes.
Oh, okay, we'll eat it this year, fine. We'll cop it. Whatever we got to do, we're going to do.
Well, but next year's the key, yeah.
Next year, let's just...
But it's in now. It'd be so easy just to brush over it now. We sampled it last year.
And there's every chance that it is one of those things, like they started at the start of the year, 16-minute quarters, because we might have to play more games and more things. And by the time they've got around to bringing footy back, someone's like, oh, the quarter's still 16 minutes? Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like that 18th thing on your list. And you're like, oh, shit. That's fine. Just let it fly.
And how about this? They'll be able to point to the numbers. Oh, ratings went up.
Yeah. 14 billion.
Because everyone's so desperate for footy, we'll watch anything at this
point. And the 50,000 who aren't in the stands.
Made me think. What are they
sitting in front of a TV?
So they'll be able to point to it. Yeah. No. We saw a clear rise. People like this.
Like tonight.
I need to get retweets and tweets and all. I'm going to do a survey at the end of the season, and I need Australia to vote on it so that when they present their survey that 1.3 million tuned in, I'll be able to go, hang on, 6.8 million voted here, dickheads.
What is the... Yeah, I wonder what the ratings are going to be for that first game. Huge. Because it'll be like the grand final, except more, because everyone can't get together at the same place and watch
it. We thought that for round one.
Round one exploded.
It did, but not like grand final levels. Like, it was big, but I thought it'd be bigger.
So I thought Brayshaw was saying that in a home and away game, they blew the numbers up. Almost.
The game here, the West Coast Melbourne game.
Oh, but that was done by then.
Massive.
Yeah, but
massive.
But then there was the bad news.
Yes.
So she was all over her driver.
Yeah, exactly.
People were trying to get whatever they could before they shut up shop.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. They're going to be State of Origin numbers tonight. We're talking on a, what day is today? Wednesday. Tomorrow night.
NRL.
For the Broncos game.
What about Peter Vlandis?
Yeah.
Running the NRL. Mate, the old crash will crash through.
Yeah.
Incredible. And I thoroughly enjoyed, and I know that my old man was going, you're not taking this pandemic seriously. I am. But when he said we should have just kept playing, that's my only regret.
My one regret is that we ever shut down.
If you could forecast what we've just gone through, there's no reason why they couldn't have kept going and just been doing what they're doing now in terms of isolating, train home, fly, train home, fly.
Yeah. In hindsight, it could have been done.
He's great. He could be, I don't know what his political persuasion is, but if he decided to dip into politics, he'd be Prime Minister within 3 years. There's
a bit of a Trump about it, isn't there?
Yeah, but that's exactly, he could ride that wave.
Oh, goodness me. But and so he slam dunked, we're coming back May 28.
Yep.
Slam dunk.
Yep.
The July crowd.
Well, we're going to have crowds by July 1. He's almost a religious god. Like, he's Jesus sort of hero.
Typically, these guys, like Gillen, that they won't put concrete on anything.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, look, we're aiming for
looking into
later.
It.
Yeah, we're
but
exploring.
He's just gone, you know what? I reckon we could probably do it by July.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say that, and we'll go for it.
Yeah,
but then also,
it's great.
But putting a date on it, they got something to work towards. And if they miss, it's like,
doesn't matter. Yeah,
sport's still going. Like,
yeah.
Oh, do you reckon the AFL is spewing?
Nah, I think they're pretty happy with themselves.
Yeah,
I think they've gained.
This is the most rugby league's challenged them in.
Well, what are you?
I don't know how long.
What are you
going to
do tomorrow night?
Watch the rugby league all weekend.
Yeah, but you watch rugby league.
I will watch the Broncos game normally anyway.
Yeah, I'll be watching the Broncos. I'll be straight.
You're not going to watch?
No.
What are you going to do?
Something else.
Oh, bull dust. It's Thursday night. You'll be hooping.
Nah, there's no hoops.
Oh, you can't hoop?
Right in the prime of my career. I mean, cut down.
Mate, there'll be a new sign on the door when you come back too. No tights.
No, kids.
So this goes deeper. They tried to outlaw them for a while.
Oh, and you bucked the trend.
I brought a... I can't. I brought a certificate from my doctor.
Can you cut it? I'm done.
On that note,
I'd had that inside word that you were mucking around in tights too.
On that note, this has been the Hardball Gets AFL show. We'll be back next week with the regulars and then straight into footy. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't done so already, and we'll see you next time.